This is Let's Talk Big with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel. The Owens Community College Campus Read is taking place now and throughout the semester with the goal of bringing awareness of different perspectives through books. The Campus Read book is the New York Times bestseller, True Biz by Sarah Novick. True Biz is a story of sign language and lip reading, cochlear implants and civil rights, isolation and injustice, first love and loss, and above all, great persistence, daring, and joy. Now, sharing passages, topics, and events related to the book is Owens Community College Director of Library Services, Jane Berger, and Professor of English, Jen Hazel.
Welcome to Let's Talk Big. I'm Jen Hazel. My co-host is Jane Berger, and we have as a guest with us today, Corey Hoover, Professor of English. Corey, welcome.
Thank you both for having me.
We are happy you're here.
Very happy. Jane, do you have a passage?
Thought you'd never ask. Of course I do. All right. We're getting to the end of the book, people. We're going to just talk a little bit about cochlear implants. Austin's mind, which had gone blank after the mention of the implant, was now full of thoughts, only they were moving much too fast. "You're going against everything you taught me," he said. "What about deaf pride? Deaf gain? You're just giving up?" His mother looked hurt, but she did expect him. Did she expect him to be diplomatic? Pragmatic? She'd made him this way. "Skylar will still be deaf," said his father. "She'll still sign. And implants have changed so much since you were a kid. They're really powerful tools. Why don't you love her the way she is? Why do you have to drill a fucking hole in her head?" "Of course we love her," said his mother. "We want to give her the best life we can, the best education." "What are you talking about? River Valley is a great school." So, you know, we focused on Charlie and her implant for most of the book. And so now Austin, whose mom had a baby, and she was born hearing but is losing her hearing. Mm-hmm. And now the parents are considering an implant for his little sister. And his family has a long history at this school for the deaf. So that's one thing that he just can't understand. And now, you know, they have told him his whole life, like he said, you know, "You've always told me, you know, deaf pride and you know, it's okay, and you know, we love you as you are," and blah, blah, blah. And now all of a sudden, now that there's this new technology for the implants, and that's what they're going to do with his sister, very conflicting messages in Austin's mind. I don't know. What do you think? What would you do? I mean, as an adult with, if you had a child, I don't know. What would you do? Because dad can hear and mom can't hear in Austin's family. I forget.
Well, and I think that they refer to his family as almost like deaf royalty.
Yes,
too.
They did.
Like
they did. Yes,
a pretty kind of high stature within the culture. Mm-hmm. So, kind of making that decision for Skye, in Austin's mind, I think violates everything that he grew up with. So it's a huge challenge for him.
Yep. Well, everything that his parents have said to him as well. Mm-hmm. So now it makes him, I think anyway, just kind of wonder, well, is everything they've told me true? Right. Is it just what they think I want to hear? Because now their actions are showing them something different.
Right. Or I wonder, too, even if it's a little bit of like, well, wait a second, like, why is she able to do that?
Right.
Communicating in that way. Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
And if technology is so much better now, why didn't you even ask me if I was interested?
Exactly.
Yep. So again, assumptions were made. They're focusing just in on her. Mm-hmm. Could it be because she was hearing, but she wasn't? You know, she's still an infant. Mm-hmm. It's not as though she had, you know, a set of words that she could speak, and you know, they could be recalled, you know, kind of quickly. I don't know. What a spot to be in.
Well, and in some ways too, it's like you have to have the conversation, like you have the child you would have the conversation with, and then you almost have to have the conversation with the other child.
Mm-hmm. Right.
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 Yes.
He's certainly old enough to be able to weigh in, and I mean, that's mm-hmm. exactly what he's doing. You know, he's sharing his opinion, and you know, and what he thinks, and he doesn't think that's necessarily best for her.
Right.
And you know, with what I've learned, not only from this book, but following Sarah Novick, just the deaf community itself and how tight-knit and supportive they are of one another and the services that they can help everyone get within the community, I can understand the angst that he's got to be feeling.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think the reader feels it too.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Because we've mm-hmm. been... that passage was, what, more than halfway through text, mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm. Yep. Something like that. So we've seen Charlie's experiences mm-hmm. and how devastating it is. Yeah. You know, the kind of understanding as a reader that she's pained trying to listen and interpret the sounds that she hears, mm-hmm. you know, based upon that device that she has. Mm-hmm. And to think that, you know, Austin could see his sister's future there potentially too. Mm-hmm. It's very upsetting.
Yeah, that's a great perspective.
Yes. And it's like also like it's something they have together too. There's often like Corey, I know you have many siblings. I have many siblings mm-hmm. and raising two little ones, it's like there is a bond that you have with your sibling, and that was this huge bond.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. He could show her the way. He could kind of pave the way for her to understand and go mm-hmm. through life.
Yeah. I mean, we could just talk about this for hours, but we are out of time, which is always seems to happen. I know, it does. So we'll have to have Corey back is what we'll have to do.
Oh, yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
So wonderful. So we will definitely do that, Corey. So listen to Let's Talk Big on Outcast OCCR, Owens Community College Radio, Thursdays at 7 and 10 in the morning and 7 and 10 in the evening. You can also listen to the podcast anytime. Find the Let's Talk Big link on the owensoutcom.com website. That's outcome with two M's. owensoutcom.com. On behalf of Jane and Corey, I'm Jen. Keep talking big.
Catch Let's Talk Big on Outcast OCCR, Owens Community College Radio, every Thursday at 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 7 p.m., and 10 p.m., and at various times throughout the week. Or listen anytime on the Outcom RSS feed. Visit owensoutcom.com for the link. That's Outcom with two M's. owensoutcom.com for Let's Talk Big.